Brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, March the 8th, 2015. We are going over this transforming process. We want to be soldiers of love. We are in love with the human family, and we want to see the human family absolutely free from this terrible, no good, rotten system. Therefore, we must go into the science of born again. Virgin birth and immaculate conception. In the beginning, and that word beginning we saw had the feminine aspect and the masculine aspect, the ancients in long time past, long before the European scientists say that the Africans came into existence. We're talking long time. Lord have mercy. Is it Brother Imhotep? David Imhotep talks about how the ancient pharaohs commissioned the ancient Africans 50-something thousand years ago to come into the Americas to populate the Americas, as in that day the Americas were uninhabited. That's just little modern day type history before the history that the European gave to the human family. 50-something thousand years ago we came into the Americas. That movie Lucy that we spoke about, that Lady Lucy was it 8 million years ago? I may have to punch that right quick. The Leakey family and Lucy and Lucy, I had that at 100,000 years ago, but it was that discovery was about bones that were in the millions of years ago, if I remember correctly. So we're talking about ancient times, ancient days. Having this understanding, having this reality. So in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and that word beginning masculine and feminine. This is what I was saying. Way back in those ancient days of peace and tranquility on earth, 50-some thousand years ago, beyond 50-something thousand years ago, we knew and understood the sacred divine masculine and the sacred divine feminine and had a balanced society that was peaceful, tranquil, and orderly. But we fell from such reality and then began the patriarchal system and came disorder and came chaos and came bloodshed and warfare. So the science takes us back to the ancient days, prehistoric days of understanding sacred divine masculine and sacred divine feminine. So we saw in this word beginning the feminine and the masculine. In the beginning, this is saying that we're going to talk about the actual creation, the actual process that is after the birth of the sun. Before the beginning, there was nothing. Not nothing as in nothing, how we think nothing, but ground zero. There in the number system, there's zero, which represents the waters of noon, dark energy, dark matter, and the womb of Nanette, the womb of the universe, that original state of the universe, which is eternity. The zero is a circle that represents never ending. The circle is a circle. It does not begin. It does not end. That is eternity. That is the nothing. That is the noon thing. That is the reality that we all come out of. The number one represents the sun and the beginning work that transforms the waters, the mass matter material, the waters melanin, into the mass matter material universe that we have and the institution of time and space by the sun. Before the beginning, there was the zero. Then there's the one. The one is the firstborn. That is the sun. That is the crystals. And then 2 through 9 are those works that the sun conducts and facilitates that constructs the universe based on science and mathematics. So in the beginning, in the time of the birth of the sun, God, but the word here is Elohim. Let's hear the pronunciation in the African Hebrew.
Strong's H430, entry 1. Eloah. Eloah. Second entry. Elohim. Elohim. And the third entry. Eloah. Eloah.
The Eloah is singular. The word we're looking at here is plural. The singular would represent the sun after being born 4.5 billion years ago. Born out of gas, clouds, gaseous clouds and nebula, eventually forming and compacting because of gravity and solidifying enough that you have that sun, that golden sun. And that sun, as we keep saying, goes back into the waters, melanin, dark energy, dark matter, from whence the sun was born, and then transforms those waters from the unformed matter stage into the transformed and formed stage. In the beginning, after that sun is born, after the number one, the Elohim, the gods and the goddesses, the 2 through 9 begin to operate. When you look at the atomic table of elements, which is the Christ table of elements, the hydrogen atom, the hydrogen crystals, the hydrogen atom, the first element in the table of elements, is the number one, is the beginning of time and space, is the birth of the sun. That sun is hydrogen mainly and some helium. These are the first two elements on the table of elements. But the sun is literally that first hydrogen atom. All of the table, the elements on the table of elements, they're all hydrogen at different levels. Number two is helium, two protons, neutrons, and electrons. Hydrogen is the first element, one proton, one neutron, one electron. So helium is really two hydrogens, and take that all the way up. Gold is 79 on the table of elements, the 79th element. 79 protons, 79 neutrons, 79 electrons. So gold is 79 hydrogens. The one is hydrogen. And there are how many elements? There are 103 elements on the table of atomic elements. So these, the 103rd is lawrencium. 103 protons, 103 neutrons, 103 electrons. So this lawrencium is really 103 hydrogens, or you can say 103 Christs. So element number two all the way to element 103 are the Elohim. All of these elements scientifically carry vibrations, energies, and frequencies. And the word God and goddess are words that describe hidden and unseen energy. Energy is spirit. Spirit is energy. Spirit is, or energy in the Webster's Dictionary, is spiritual force that lives and permeates the whole of the universe, the human family, creatures, animals, all that exists, etc. So the word God, the word goddess, the word spirit, the word angel, these words are descriptive of hidden and unseen energy, vibration, frequencies in the universe. So your basic elements are earth, air, fire, and water, but these are to be broken down into the 103 atomic elements on the table of atomic elements, or the table of Christ elements, or the table of Ra elements, or the table of Atum Ma'at elements. Do we understand what we're saying? So the Elohim have to do with the gods and the goddesses, the energy, vibration, frequencies in the universe, masculine and feminine. These are they whom, after the birth of the sun, the hydrogen atom is born, and the hydrogen atom, the sun disk, then forms all the other elements on the table of elements, and they work and bring into existence the whole of the universe. So in the beginning, the gods and the goddesses created the heaven and the earth, and the word created is this word in the African Hebrew language.
Strong's H 1254, Bara, Bara.
This is a verb, bara, defined as to create, to shape, to form, to fashion. Always with God as subject of heaven and earth, individual man, even new conditions and circumstances of transformations to be created of heaven and earth, of birth, of something new, of miracles, to cut down, to cut out, to be fat. Lord have mercy. So the actual forming of dark energy, dark matter, the water's melanin of noon in the womb of Nonet, this science of water and spirit, it's the sun that went into those waters. After the birth of the sun, the scientists today say 4.5 billion years ago, the sun goes into the waters and brings forth those original waters and transforms and shapes and fashions. In ancient Kemet, some of this was called Kanum. Kanum, fashioning mankind on the fashion wheel, the clay wheel, making man out of clay, and the clay is matter. The clay is matter. Originally, we were unformed matter, but now the process of forming and transforming, the process of fashioning, the process of rotting. Now we see the formation of matter out of unformed matter. That unformed matter is being formed, fashioned, and transformed. This is the process of forming the whole of the waters into mass, matter, material, universe. And all of us, the physical structure is a formation, a compacting of the waters, a forming and transforming of the waters into the mass, matter, material. The portion that talks about birth, the energies in the universe all have masculine, feminine polarity. And together, the masculine and the feminine are constantly giving birth in the universe. The universe, scientifically taught by the ancient Africans, as an egg. An egg. The egg is feminine. The water's melanin, dark energy, dark matter is masculine. That egg giving birth. That womb giving birth. The atom is an egg. The proton is the Y chromosome, the father in the atom. The neutron, let me start again. The proton represents the mass, matter, material, is the father in the atom, is the Y chromosome. The neutron is that new life, the sun, the golden sun, you and me in the sun coming to birth. Going through the pre-birth process. That's the neutron. That's the word that is to be made flesh by the proton and the electron. See, the proton and the neutron are in the nuclei. In the human physical reality, we say the father's DNA and the baby is in the blastula. In the gastula, outside of the blastula, outside of the nuclei, is the electron, which is the mother, and the electron is the mitochondria DNA X chromosome, and the spirit energy of the mother is the prevailing disposition influence on the new life, the egg. That is why when the woman is pregnant, make sure her life is as peaceful as possible, and tranquil as possible, because scientifically her thoughts, her emotions go into that egg, into that new life, gestating and coming into the fetus and embryonic stage and growing. That child will be impressed and pressed by the thoughts of the mother, the emotions and feelings of the mother, because the disposition, energy, influence of the mother presses most hard on the baby, more so than the father. So we have that birthing understanding. We have the understanding of conditions and circumstances. All of this power is within us to transform ourselves and to change our circumstance by becoming the womb and operating on sacred divine masculine, begetting, and sacred divine feminine, conceiving, receiving the word of the Almighty in the womb of our mind through the sacred divine vaginal tract of the ear, then that word is new life within that first we beget, and then we conceive ideas and thoughts that eventually grow and are birthed by our physical action in the physical universe, changing the condition of the human family from slavery, exploitation, and colonialism, changing and transforming mass, matter, material, transforming society, transforming civilization, transforming the corporations, transforming Wall Street, transforming the government, transforming society, transforming the educational system, the health system, the economic system, the ecological system, transforming the earth, transforming the universe into the kingdom of God, kingdom of Goddess in heaven. This definition that says cut down and cut out. There's a scripture that says that Jesus, I'm paraphrasing, not thinking it robbery to be equal with God. When you break down those words, it has to do with Jesus being of the same substance as Theos, the Almighty God, and the Almighty Goddess. Well, you and I were in the womb of the universe. Before the birth of the Son, we were being formed as members of Christ's, of the Sun Disc's mystical body. So you and I are also from the same substance. We are earth, we are air, we are fire, we are water, we are spirit. And these are the substances of the Almighty. We are energy, we are frequency, we are waves. These are part and parcel of the Almighty. And so the Almighty cut out of the self of the Almighty, the whole of the universe, every part and parcel, you and me included. Therefore, we are from the Almighty, cut out from the Almighty, and pulled from the Almighty by the Sun Disc and the scientific transformation of those waters into what we have today, our physical structure included. The next definition, to be fat, to make yourselves fat. I was talking to my earthly father on yesterday, and we began to talk about how every human being has a right to experience all that the universe has to offer: health, education, every facet, living wage, job, friendship, love, companionship. We are to be eating and feeding from the universe, eating and feeding from each other. We should be able to go anywhere on the planet and know that everywhere on the planet and in the universe is a friend, that everyone is a god and a goddess here and now on this earth. Everyone is living to the fullest potential. Everyone is feeding from the universe. Everyone is feeding from each other, and we're from the universe. Everyone is feeding from the mind of the Almighty, and we are from the mind of the Almighty. We are the express image of the hidden and unseen mind of the Almighty. This is what we deserve. There should be no poverty of anything, of anyone, anywhere on the planet. There should be no usage of wealth and resources for warfare and bloodshed and destruction of the human family. These are antithetical to the creation. When you keep researching creation, you keep running into words having to do with eating and consuming and being fat, because the universe is fat with life, fat with that which is sustenance and that which will feed the spirit energy, vibration, frequency, spirit, mind, body, soul, spiritual, mental, moral, and physical structure of the human being. The universe is so fat and ready to feed, but you have the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families controlling this portion of the kingdom of God, kingdom of goddess in heaven. So we have to go through this scientific study that we may take the power from the wicked, that we may take the civilization from the wicked. Those bankers out of London, those bankers and banksters and robbers and thieves that run the international banking institutions of the earth, the International Monetary Fund, World Bank, World Trade Organization, they run Wall Street, they run the government, they run the Congress, they run the Senate, they run all warfare and bloodshed, they run all mining corporations, they run every nasty, filthy, rotten aspect of this no good system. And we must go into this science that we may take the kingdom. The scripture says the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. These words have to do with every wicked machination and imagination of the wicked ruling class and families, and how they have taken the earth and taken the land, wealth, and the resources through warfare and bloodshed. The church makes a grave error to teach that the kingdom is not here, not now, is some later time beyond. Well, if that's the case, why did Jesus say, right now the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force? It's in two or three of your gospels. You can't take anything by violent and force if it does not already exist to be taken by violence and force. Our problem is we need to study the definitions of the words and really let go of what the theologians have misled us into. Today, right now, is the kingdom of God and the queendom of goddess in heaven. And it has suffered violence, and the wicked instituting violence and warfare and bloodshed, economic warfare, political warfare, literal educational warfare, warfare on every level, literal bloodshed and war through the war industrial complex. Oh, the kingdom of God is suffering violence. And then the instituting of biases and prejudices and hatreds against the human family, making the human family to think that we are not worthy of the Almighty and worthy of the universe, is violence to the mind, is violence to the spirit, is violence to the soul, is violence to the consciousness. To tell that woman that she is nothing and is deserving of nothing is violence to the woman. Oh, let me take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.